Welcome to S&C Critical Insights. I'm Melissa Sawyer, and I co-head Sullivan & Cromwell's Corporate Governance and Shareholder Activism Practice. And today I'm here with my partner, Olivier de Villemorin, who is resident in our Paris office, and we're going to be speaking about activism in France. As recently as the last 2 to 3 years ago, shareholder activism was mainly a U.S. phenomenon, and many people assumed that European companies had better natural defenses to activism due to their historic governance posture or their style of investor relations. But if you fast forward to where we are today, we find that the barbarians are very much at the gates, so to speak. Many of those assumptions about European companies' defenses to activism have proven to have been based on unfounded assumptions and even some cultural stereotypes. We've seen a tremendous uptick in activism activity in Europe. And today, Olivier and I are going to focus on what we're seeing in France. Olivier, maybe you can lay the groundwork a little bit and tell us about what you're currently seeing in the French market in terms of shareholder activism.
Yes, thank you, Melissa. Indeed, there has been a significant increase of shareholder activism in France over the recent years. However, the number of campaigns has not reached the same level as in the U.S. In France, activist campaigns target both M&A transactions and underperformance/corporate governance issues. Until recently, M&A activism was limited to hedge funds buying a minority stake in the company under tender offer to block the squeeze-out and delisting. As a result, the French legislator decided to lower the squeeze-out threshold from 95% to 90%. What is new is having activists ready to challenge and block the overall M&A transaction. For example, last year, TCI publicly challenged the Safran-Zodiac merger, pointing out an overvaluation of Zodiac, the target, an unequal treatment of the shareholders, as well as the failure to consult the shareholders. Safran eventually renegotiated the financial terms of the transaction, which led to a reduction in the value of Zodiac of approximately 1 billion euros. Corporate governance activism is much more recent and often does not give rise to public campaigns. However, there has been an increasing number of public campaigns in France over the past few months, and this trend should continue. For example, the food chain Casino has recently been subject to various activist campaigns, including Muddy Waters publicly pointing out the dangerous level of the debt of Casino, which eventually led to a massive asset disposal as well as the replacement of the CFO. Cevian's campaign against Rexel, another French-listed group, also resulted in the removal of Rexel's CEO and most members of its executive committee.
So, Olivier, are there any characteristics of French companies that you think made them harder for activists to attack? And what defensive measures have you seen French companies take that have met with success?
Melissa, it should be noted that more than 40% of the CAC 40 index is held by foreign institutional investors. And those investors have been very active over the past years to make sure that French groups meet international governance standards, in particular by pushing for an internationalization of the governance bodies of those groups. Also, over the past few years, the French regulator has adopted a series of regulations imposing gender diversity at the level of the board, as well as full transparency and shareholder approval on executive compensation. Even if this should not be sufficient to avoid activist campaigns, in particular for underperforming companies, the governance standard of French groups has improved dramatically over the last 10 years. Also, it is possible for French-listed companies to be informed of movements in their share capital as low as 0.5%, including through derivative instruments, and identify the ultimate beneficial owner of the shares. Therefore, this makes it very hard for an activist to build a significant stake without the company knowing. In terms of defensive measures, litigation before the securities regulator, and in particular arguing that the stake-building transaction should have been disclosed to the market at an earlier stage, has often been successful. Also, the target will try to argue that the activist is acting in concert with other shareholders and should be prevented from its voting rights for not having made the necessary crossing thresholds notifications.
So those are the defenses that French companies have. Are there any vulnerabilities that French companies have to activism? And are there angles that activists are using to attack French companies in particular?
In fact, certain French corporate governance rules adopted recently with a view to increase transparency could be used by an activist to destabilize management. For example, the shareholders must vote each year on executive compensation. This is increasingly viewed as a yearly vote on the CEO's performance, and a massive rejection orchestrated by an activist would most probably lead to the resignation of that CEO. Also, while it has improved over the last few years, French groups still underestimate the need for a permanent dialogue with their shareholder base. This makes it much more difficult to convey the right messages and get the support of your shareholders in the context of an activist campaign.
Are there other characteristics that are unique to French companies that would need to be factored into an activism situation?
In fact, Melissa, public opinion in France is still quite hostile against activist campaigns. Also, maximization of shareholder value is not as commonly accepted in France as it is in the US. And maintaining employment in France is viewed as key to the French government and to the unions. As a result, it would be very difficult to initiate a campaign which would lead to a massive restructuring of the French operations of the issuer. The target would seek and find support from the French government and the unions, and the employees would try to block or at least delay any future restructuring, in particular through the mandatory Works Council consultation process, which is very specific to France.
So, Olivier, when you're speaking with French companies, what are the top two or three things that you recommend they do in order to be prepared for the emergence of an activist?
I usually recommend to clients or potential clients first to initiate a close monitoring of their stock movements and increase the frequency of their shareholder identification survey. Also, if it is not already the case, they should lower the notification threshold in their bylaws to 0.5% of their share capital. The second element that often gives rise to discussions with clients is recommending them the review of their investor relation and public relation messages to make sure that they are shareholder friendly and increase, if necessary, the dialogue with the shareholders to make sure that the strategy is well understood and accepted by them. Also, the third element which gives rise to recommendation is the identification of weaknesses and challenges of the issuer. Why is the issuer taking a different path to its peers? And how does it intend to create value going forward? They should also organize battle drills with management and directors to make sure that they are prepared, including for some of the very unexpected things that activists can do.
And Olivier, are there any mistakes that you've seen French issuers make and that they should be more careful about if they're dealing with activist investors?
Yes, Melissa. French issuers usually underestimate shareholder activism. Not only should they not underestimate the increasing number of activist campaigns in France, but also once this campaign has been launched, they should remain open and maintain a constructive dialogue with the activists. Most of the large French issuers may be subject at one point or another to an activist campaign in connection with a large M&A transaction or because the company is not performing as well as it did in the past. This even applies to companies in which the French state has a stake. Activists are actively searching for new targets, and a mishap may be fatal. It is therefore necessary to be prepared even when the threat is not imminent. Once the campaign has been launched, the issuer should take it very seriously and avoid ignoring the activist. It is key to initiate and maintain that dialogue with the activist. The issuers should assume that the activist could find support among the shareholders and pressure from the market can be substantial. So the key recommendation to make to every issuer in France is do not ignore or underestimate shareholder activism.
That sounds very similar to what we're telling companies in the US, Olivier. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you to all of our listeners. For more information about our activism practice or any of the other work we do here at Sullivan & Cromwell, please visit us on the web at www.sulcrom.com.